Welcome to the Dreamcatcher Podcast, a place where you'll receive a boost of inspiration, practical advice, and tools to maximize your success and personal happiness. And that's not all. You'll also get plenty of guidance on how you can use your gifts, talents, and compassion to contribute towards making the world a better place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a preview of what's in store and to also receive a free ebook. To sign up, simply visit www.thedreamcatch.com. Now it's my pleasure to introduce you to the host of the Dreamcatcher Podcast, Celine Chinoy.
Hi everyone, and welcome to the Dreamcatcher Podcast. All of us are born curious. As kids, we were exceptionally curious and weren't afraid to explore and ask questions. Life was like one grand adventure for us. But as we grow up, we gradually lose that innate sense of awe and curiosity. We're conditioned to fit into a workplace and society that values answers more than questions, so we forget the art of asking. In this podcast episode, I outlined some ways that we can reignite that curiosity and the many ways that being curious benefits us. By listening to this episode, you'll also learn why curious people are some of the happiest and most progressive people out there. Five reasons why curious people are the happiest. We keep moving forward, opening new doors and doing new things, because we're curious, and curiosity keeps leading us down new paths. Walt Disney. Does curiosity really kill the cat? Maybe, but it certainly keeps us humans alive and well. Curiosity is a fundamental characteristic of human nature. It's what made our species, the Homo sapiens, survive and overcome environmental threats such as extreme climatic conditions, dangerous predatory animals, and other homo species competing for resources. Not many people know this, but when humans first appeared on Earth some 250,000 to 400,000 years ago, there were different human species that existed on Earth. However, only the Homo sapiens survived while the others perished. Anthropologists believe that Homo sapiens were able to stand the test of time because of their survival instincts and unique characteristics. One being their ability to adapt to any sort of environment they find themselves in. Second, their propensity to question things and allow their natural sense of curiosity to lead the way. As we've evolved over the centuries, we've continued to thrive from our adaptability and curiosity. All major discoveries and artistic endeavors took root from the seeds of curiosity. Our civilization progressed because the likes of Einstein, Galileo, Columbus, Marie Curie, Thomas Edison, Isaac Newton, and countless others. They weren't afraid to ask the question, why, how, or what? All of us are born curious because curiosity is encoded in our DNA. As children, we were exceptionally curious and had a deep sense of wonder. We weren't afraid to explore and ask questions along the way. Life was like one grand adventure, and we were the protagonists out to discover new territory every day. But as we grew up, we gradually lose that innate sense of awe and curiosity. We're conditioned to fit into a workplace and society that values answers more than questions, so we forget the art of asking. Our instinct to explore is dampened by a desire to conform. Unfortunately, this turns many people into cynical know-it-alls with mindsets that block them from broadening their horizons and seeking truth. The greatest barrier to embracing our natural curiosity is fear. In the face of risk and uncertainty, we feel more comfortable with staying confined to what feels safe. We'll stay in our dead-end job instead of looking into the possibility of a new passion project. We refrain from traveling, trying ethnic dishes, or we avoid taking a different route to work, all because we're afraid to let curiosity take the full reins. But reconnecting with our curiosity is critical to our success and happiness. Our society has moved out of the industrial era and into the information era, where curiosity is now a major currency that can open doors and possibilities for us. The global wealth is no longer limited to the pockets of aristocrats and the bourgeoisies, but to entrepreneurs and tech geniuses who followed their sparks of curiosity. Staying curious can also kick our happiness set point up a few notches. In his book, Curious, Discovering the Missing Ingredient, author Todd Kashdan says, curious explorers are comfortable with the risks of taking on new challenges. Instead of trying desperately to explain and control our world, a curious explorer embraces uncertainty and sees life as an enjoyable quest to discover, learn, and grow. Following our curiosity is an exciting prospect because we can never know where it will take us on our journey. It's like following a treasure trail that could lead us to something wonderful. If we are tuned in, it can take us on an inner journey towards greater understanding of who we are and our life purpose. In her book, Big Magic, Elizabeth Gilbert writes, "Be curious. It might lead to your passion or it might not. You might get nothing out of it but a beautiful long life where all you did was follow your gorgeous curiosity. And that should be enough. Passion can be intimidatingly out of reach at times, like a distant tower of flame, accessible only to geniuses. But curiosity is available to everyone. So don't be afraid to put on your explorer hat and seek the mysterious, complex, and unfamiliar facets of your existence. Following your curiosity doesn't take a massive effort, but just the initiative to follow those tiny impulses of curiosity. Read that book, take that course, ask questions, have an open mind, and stay humble in your pursuit for knowledge. And most importantly, see learning as a fun activity. There's plenty of evidence to support the claim that curious people are the happiest on the planet. Not only do these wide-eyed folks end up having a lot more fun than others, they also experience a number of other surprising benefits. Number one, they are more likely to stumble upon the right opportunities. Curious people have the drive and impetus to dig deep into a subject that they love until they strike gold. They have the tenacity and patience to hang on long enough until the right opportunities come along the way. Their curiosity gives them the insight to see worlds and possibilities that aren't normally available to others. They're willing to look beneath the surface of things and venture into the unknown. Unlike most people, they're comfortable with uncertainty, and instead of fearing the unknown, they're stimulated by it. They tend to stumble upon good fortune because they can step into this cryptic abyss where all the treasures lay hidden. Number two, they have a growth mindset which leads to progress. Curious people are focused on the possibilities for growth versus the constraints in a situation. A classic example of someone who had this mindset is Walt Disney. Whenever someone told him that something could not be done or was a bad idea, whether it was doing the first feature-length cartoon, Snow White, or building a large-scale theme park for families, like Disneyland, he always found a way to get it done and prove that person wrong. He was a bold risk taker with an active mind who was always searching for answers and solutions in his mind. Curious people like him are too focused on progress to worry about the limitations and negativity of naysayers. Number three, they're hardly ever bored. A curious person's mind is like a colorful mosaic with many beautiful colors and textures. If you've ever been around a curious person, you'll notice that they have an almost childlike disposition, always on the lookout for the latest news and happenings. To them, life is like a thrilling ride that's filled with a myriad of things that attract their attention. With their active imagination, there's hardly ever a dull moment in their life. Number four, they're often the life of the party. With all the knowledge and enthusiasm that they have for life, curious people often make interesting and engaging conversationalists. They always have lots of unusual tidbits of information, anecdotes, and stories to share with others. They're also great listeners because of their genuine curiosity about people. Number five, they understand life on a deeper level. It takes a reflective and inquiring mind to access the deeper dimensions of life. all religious, philosophical, and literary luminaries were able to reach a state of enlightenment and breakthroughs because they asked penetrating questions that revealed to them the hidden truths of life. They weren't curious about superficial matters such as gossip or the latest scoop, but about worldly, intellectual, and spiritual matters that added wisdom and meaning to their existence. Living in this state of inquiry creates an internal experience that's steeped in peace, magic, and majesty. Albert Einstein said, "The most important thing is to not stop questioning." Curiosity has its own reason for existing. It is enough if one tries merely to comprehend a little of this mystery every day. Never lose a holy curiosity. So make curiosity a conscious practice in your daily life and give it full permission to take you into the unknown, where wondrous things, places, and people are waiting to be discovered by you. All my best on your journey, Celine. Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed what you just heard, please subscribe to my podcast and feel free to share it with your friends and family. Take care and speak soon.